Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 821 through 93.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is continuing coverage of the trial of Karen Reed from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
The Commonwealth is just seeking that the defendant produce what the Commonwealth is entitled to under Rule 14 and what every criminal defendant in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts must produce to the prosecution. It was not until the day prior to trial on April 15, 2024, that the defendant provided notice of all their experts. During jury impanelment, the Commonwealth filed a renewed motion for reciprocal discovery, and the defendant was ordered within a week to produce the expert opinion testimony that the Commonwealth is entitled to. We are now entering week 8 of the trial. The Commonwealth has not received any intended expert opinions, anything that those experts, any written reports, opinions, or anything that those experts have based their opinions on. Essentially, the defendant's strategic decisions not to retain their own expert, but rather rely on the U.S. Attorney's Office investigation does not alleviate them or relieve them from their Rule 14 obligations. As it pertains to Dr. Marie Russell, the Commonwealth did not receive notice that she is an intended expert until about week 6 of the trial on May 21st, and it wasn't until May 30th that the defendant provided a brief synopsis of what her expected testimony would be. Essentially, and you know, looking at the balancing test set forth by the case law, the Commonwealth was extremely surprised by this disclosure, and further, the Commonwealth would put that the defendant's delayed decisions to produce reciprocal discovery is in bad faith. It is intended to ambush the Commonwealth and conduct a trial by surprise. We are still receiving reciprocal discovery. Over the weekend, we received additional photographs that the defendant intends to use. The Commonwealth is extremely prejudiced by these delayed disclosures. So looking at all the balancing factors, exclusion of Dr. Russell is really the only remedy that's appropriate given that we are in week 8 of the trial. The Commonwealth cannot seek a continuance. The Commonwealth is sort of has their hands tied with how to effectively prepare for cross-examination of that witness as well as all the other witnesses. We don't have any materials. We don't know what the experts precise opinions are and what they were testified to. And it's essentially, you know, it is in bad faith and there's no less severe sanction. So the Commonwealth would move to exclude Dr. Russell. And at this point, we are essentially just seeking the reciprocal discovery that the Commonwealth is entitled to be able to effectively prepare cross-examination of these witnesses so late in the game. Thank you very much.
All right, who's arguing this for the defendant?
There's no mic at counsel table, so I'm going to go to the podium with the court's permission.
Yes.
We need to be heard on this.
That's why we're here, Ms. Giannetti.
Thank you. I'd like to start with the most outrageous and false assertion that the Commonwealth made in its motion.
Can I just ask you, there's no jury here, can I just ask you how long this is going to take?
Between 5 and 10 minutes.
Okay. Because I don't need, you know, the hyperbole.
Your Honor, I need to make my argument in the way that I think is most effective for my client. I will keep this brief and succinct, but I have points to make that I need to put on record.
Okay, and I'm the person you are trying to convince, correct?
I understand that. The Commonwealth, in a public filing, wrote the following on page 3 of its motion. Quote, during a pretrial hearing on February 15th, when asked by the court whether there was any dispute about a canine's involvement or canine DNA, Attorney Giannetti indicated no, and that the defense was not pursuing such claim. I was astounded to read that for two reasons. First of all, it is false. It is a lie. Second, the Commonwealth has knowingly lied about something where it's easily verifiable that they lied. We pulled the tape from February 15th.
I don't have that.
I'm sorry?
I don't have that in my motion.
It's on page 3, Your Honor.
I have the Commonwealth's renewed motion for reciprocal discovery, a motion to exclude defendant's expert, Dr. Marie Russell. I don't see your name at all, Ms. Giannetti. I'm on page 3.
I'm sorry, it's not page 3, it's page 4. My apologies. My name is right there on page 4. It says exactly what I just argued to the court. It's about the fifth line down. It starts during a final pretrial hearing on February 15th, exactly as I said.
Okay.
All right. We pulled the tape from that February 15th hearing. Here is what was actually said. This court asked me the following. Quote, while we're talking about DNA, Mr. Giannetti, do we need to be concerned about canine DNA? Where do we stand with that? I replied, no, I think this is the only outstanding DNA issue. The court then replied, okay, so all right, we're not dealing with canine DNA. And I said, no. There is nothing in there, contrary to what the Commonwealth has represented to this court in a public filing, that I said there was no canine involvement. There is nothing in there, contrary to what the canine represented to this court and to the public, that the defense was not pursuing such a claim. Can you imagine the nerve of the Commonwealth to spin that into...
This is the hyperbole I don't need. Could you please get to the point?
Your Honor,
we've got a jury coming in 15 minutes.
I understand, but this is... My integrity has been attacked. There have been allegations of bad faith that has been attacked, and I need to defend myself and my client. We were only discussing at that time whether canine DNA was still outstanding, and I succinctly replied, no. And they've spun that, or tried to spin that, into a claim that we're somehow waiving our right to argue that John O'Keefe's arm injuries were consistent with a dog attack. And I ask you, have they no shame? I'm sure it's not lost on this court that this false filing by the Commonwealth comes on the heels of their nefarious attempt to pass off an inverted video, a false video, before this good jury hearing this case. Never once during the direct examination of Sergeant Buchanek did they inquire or mention the fact that the video...
All right, I'm going to stop you. Please direct your comments to Rule 14 and the reciprocal discovery obligations that the defense has. That's what this motion is. I know you have a speech you want to make, Ms. Giannetti.
It's not a, Your Honor, it's most respectfully, it's not a speech. It's
okay,
defense of being alleged to have committed bad faith.
So you've moved on from that. So please just focus on Rule 14. And let's do it in two separate parts. So you've changed... You're not calling Frank Sheridan,
no,
right?
No, we're not calling Frank Sheridan.
All right. So you've got a new medical, Dr. Russell. We'll do that part of it separately. Tell me about what you've provided the Commonwealth on Chris Van E.
They've gotten his CV, and they've gotten the substance of his opinion from us. And they've had that for a long time, and the court, I believe, has already suggested that a voir dire will be done prior to his testimony.
All right, so it's starting to look like we might need a whole day of voir dire, and I'm trying to avoid that. So is the Commonwealth satisfied that you... When did you provide... Do you provide anything recently since the filing of the Commonwealth's motion, Ms. Giannetti?
Not on Mr. Van E, no.
What does the Commonwealth have on Mr. Van E?
On Mr. Van E, all the Commonwealth has is what's contained, the synopsis on page 2, the first full paragraph. We do not know what his opinions are. It says he'll testify regarding his opinions and conclusions about reconstruction and EDR data obtained in connection with this case. He'll testify to chronological data derived from the EDR, including key cycles and triggering events from the time period in question. I have no understanding or information about what chronological data he's going to testify to, what his ultimate opinions are, anything beyond that relatively vague synopsis that does not comply with Rule 14.
Okay.
Similarly, what's outlined in the rest of the motion, that's all the expert evidence the Commonwealth has received from the defense is contained within the Commonwealth's motion.
Okay. So the defense needs to provide, I'd suggest you listen, the defense needs to provide the what chronological data Mr. Van E relied upon and exactly what his opinion is. Sure. All right? By the close of business tomorrow.
That's fine.
All right. Now, regarding the three experts from ARCCA. So I've read that report. I can't tell who does what or what the basis of their opinion is. So what have you provided?
Your Honor, we've provided everything that we know. We've mentioned to this court at sidebar, these experts did not arise from us.
I understand that.
These experts were hired by the federal government. And they provided a report to us pursuant to the TUI request, and it was specifically outlined that and ruled that they could not prep with us for trial.
So I'm to believe that the defense is calling three witnesses that you've never spoken to and putting them on the stand here
That's essentially it. We've spoken to them only for the purposes of coordination of their testimony and their background. That's it. We have not been able to interview them regarding their findings, which are outlined in detail in the reports that both sides have.
See, I don't see that as being, the report, I don't see that as being detailed. It leaves a lot of questions as the gatekeeper as to what they can testify to.
Well,
and you have not complied with your Rule 14 obligations.
We can't, Your Honor. We can't.
So you can't, but you haven't. So I am left with, you haven't complied. So we need to get everybody here for voir dire. They can testify in a voir dire, right?
Yes.
We need to do that well in advance of their testimony.
Okay, that's fine, Your Honor.
All right?
Yep.
And now tell me about this ER doc. Is she an ER doc? I haven't seen her. She's not a pathologist,
well,
correct?
She's a pathologist, but she has a lot of experience in an ER, which is why she has the experience of having seen dog scratches and dog bites and dog attacks.
All right, so this is not somebody that was involved in the federal investigation, correct?
Correct.
All right, so you need to provide immediately. I want a voir dire of her this week. So we can get her here Wednesday, and we want the other folks up here from Pennsylvania this week as well.
Okay. We'll make those calls.
So we need to pick a day. How long do you expect the voir dire of each of these witnesses? If, in fact, the defense has not spoken to these witnesses from Pennsylvania about the nature of their opinion, you must want it, too, to be able to question them. How long do you expect the voir dire of each of these witnesses to take? I went and told the jury last week that we were going to get them this case by the end of the month based on your representations, which included voir dires. It looks like at least a day of voir dire hearings here. Yes.
At least with regard to the, of course, at least with regard to the ARCO witnesses, that's my co-counsel's bailiwick. He anticipates that unless there are, you know, a substantial number of objections during the voir dire, he anticipates being able to accomplish that between 45 minutes to an hour with each of those three. With regard to Dr. Russell, we anticipate a half hour.
You're only calling two? Which two? Are you calling the two that are certified as accident reconstructionists?
Doctors Richler and Wolf. Yes.
Okay, come on.
Yay. All persons have any business before they honorable Beverly Caroni, Justice of the Norfolk Superior Court, Unified County of Norfolk. Draw near, give your attendance, and you shall be heard. Go ahead and say the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. This court is now open. You may be seated.
22-117, the Commonwealth versus Karen Reed.
Good morning, Chairman. We've all met here at 8:30 to try and streamline things, and as a result of what we did this morning, it looks like there'll be some day this week that we will all meet to go through things that we need to go through, but we will excuse you. I just don't know quite yet when that will be. We'll know by the end of the day today. And also on the 21st, originally we said we'd be off for the 21st, but again, you know that we don't want to take up any more of your time than necessary, so we will meet on the 21st, but just in the morning because I have a long-standing afternoon that we cannot cancel. So the 21st will be a half a day, so we'll let you know more as the day progresses. All right, I do have to ask those questions. Were you all able to follow the instructions and refrain from discussing this case with anyone since we left on Friday?
Yes.
Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Were you also able to follow the instructions and refrain from doing any independent research or investigation into this case?
Yes.
Everyone said yes or nodded affirmatively. Did anyone happen to see, hear, read anything about this case since we left here on Friday?
No.
Thank you. Everyone said no or shook their heads. Thank you very much. Can we get Sergeant Buchanan, please? Jim, do you have that flash drive?
No.
The flash drive that I gave you with that?
You saw me show the evidence of the court during the case down here, and show the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
All right, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. So when we left off on Thursday, we were discussing the Sallyport video that was introduced by the Commonwealth on Wednesday during direct examination. Do you recall that?
I do.
When he introduced that video, Mr. Lally asked you several very specific questions about the video, including if you recognized the video in general, correct?
Yes, he did.
And you said you did.
I did.
He also asked you whether you recognized any of the individuals in the video at a particular time where he paused the video and you used your green laser pointer to point out a couple of individuals that you recognize. Do you recall that?
I do.
And in that pause, you indicated at that time on Wednesday that you recognized Trooper Proctor and what you thought was yourself, the person slipping at the front of the SUV, correct?
I indicated that Trooper Proctor and myself were in the video, and there was an individual slipping in the front of the vehicle.
And you then on Thursday, you corrected that to make sure that we were clear about it. The person slipping was actually the tow driver, not you, correct?
That's what it appeared, so yes.
Okay. I'd like to take a quick look at that with the court's permission at 446. May I publish that?
Yes.
This is 446. It's the same video that you were shown by Mr. Lally. We're at runtime about 5 37:05 p.m. Time of day. Thank you. As a matter of fact, the time of day would be most easily seen right down here, although it's pretty small from where you're at. If you can't see that, please let me know.
I do not see that, no.
Okay. Your Honor, I'll hold off on that question, just, and I may ask the court for relief in just a moment. If we can play this for just a quick second, and I'll ask you, Mr. Bates, if you can pause it. Go ahead and pause there. Okay. Sergeant, this is the basic video, the point at which it was paused when Mr. Lally asked you to identify the individuals in the video, correct?
I believe it was a different time, but I'm not sure.
Do you remember using your green laser pointer, pointing at the person in the back and identifying that person as Trooper Proctor, and then pointing at the person in the front, screen right, mistakenly as you? You remember that?
I remember indicating where the individuals would be, yes.
Okay. And so do you have the green laser pointer with you?
I do.
Could you point at the location where you see Trooper Proctor?
I do not know specifically right now if that is Trooper Proctor in the behind the vehicle, but when Mr. Lally asked me to indicate where we would be, it was in this location here.
You're indicating toward the rear of the SUV?
Correct.
On Wednesday, and I just want to draw your attention back to your testimony on Wednesday, you used the laser pointer and pointed at two different individuals. Person toward the back, and you identified him as Mr. Proctor, as Trooper Proctor, correct? On Wednesday.
I indicated that Trooper Proctor myself would be in the shot in the rear of the vehicle. And then I indicated that I'm wearing a olive drab baseball hat, and Trooper Proctor is wearing a winter style knit black hat.
Isn't it true that on Wednesday, what the question you were asked from Mr. Lally is, Ms. Gilman, from Mr. Lally, Ms. Gilman, if you can just pause there for a moment, as the sergeant's almost falling in the video, and the court said, keep your voice up, Mr. Lally. Do you recall that?
I do not recall that, no.
Do you remember Mr. Lally saying, Sergeant Bukinic, with reference to any of the individuals you see in this video, do you recognize any of those individuals? And you responding, I can recognize Trooper Proctor and myself. And you used the green laser pointer in doing so.
Yes, I did.
And that was on this area, may not be to the frame, but this is where the video was paused when you made that identification, correct?
It was approximately at this time.
Okay. So you were then asked after you identified, and at that time you did identify Trooper Proctor, and again, mistakenly, yourself, correct?
I directed the laser to the area where we would be.
Okay. And Trooper Proctor is the one toward the back of the truck.
Again, if you, I cannot tell you which individual, there are multiple individuals there. I do not know at this point in time where it's frozen if that's exactly Trooper Proctor. I know we were present at that location, and I know what he was wearing for a headdress and what I was wearing.
All right, so you have to move along from this point.
Then why did you, one more question, Your Honor. Then why on Wednesday did you indicate very clearly that the person toward the back of the SUV was Trooper Proctor? If you don't know, why did you say that on Wednesday?
During the frozen frame, I could tell there were two individuals back there, and I was at one point in time in that location with Trooper Proctor.
That appeared to be Trooper Proctor in the back of the car.
From where the video is frozen right now, I cannot tell.
So you're changing your testimony from Wednesday?
Objection.
Are you changing your testimony?
I am not changing my testimony, no.
Okay. Next question, Mr. Jackson.
You then asked whether the video was true and accurate as in terms of its depiction of what was what you saw, what you observed in Sallyport that night, correct?
I indicated the video is true and accurate to the location.
And you were then asked whether or not, in looking at that video, or watching it, either you or Trooper Proctor approached, manipulated, touched that right rear taillight at any time, and your answer was never, correct?
That's correct.
And while you testified, this is the video that was displayed for the jurors, correct? And it was this orientation, the front of the truck facing right, the rear of the truck facing left, correct?
That's correct.
And for all appearances, it would appear that the right rear taillight of the SUV is the one facing the jurors, if you will, facing the viewer, right? From appearances. You didn't know anything different.
Can you rephrase that question, please?
Sure. Just from the appearance of the video, as it is now, the appearance of the video looks like the right rear taillight is the taillight that's facing the jurors, facing the viewer, toward the rear of the truck, correct?
As it is frozen, correct.
And on Wednesday, I want to move through this relatively briefly, Sergeant. On Wednesday, you did not mention that this video was inverted, did you?
It was not brought out, no.
Not brought out by, I mean, that's a passive way of saying it. I'm asking you directly, did you mention that this was an inverted video?
Not on Wednesday, no.
On Thursday, Mr. Lally finished his questioning on Wednesday, then came back on Thursday. You continued on direct examination under questioning by Mr. Lally again to start the day, correct?
That is correct.
And during that testimony on Thursday morning, you also, under direct examination, did not mention that this video was inverted, did you?
Did not, no.
And then it was my turn to ask you questions. You recall that?
I do.
And then I began asking you questions about the accuracy of this video, and at that time, for the first time, you said it appears that it is a mirror image. It's an inverted video, correct?
I advised you that it is a mirrored image at that point, correct?
Would you agree with me now, as you sit here, that this video, as we're looking at it, is not a true and accurate depiction of what you viewed in that Sallyport that night?
I would not agree with you, no.
You believe that what the jurors are seeing right here is a true and accurate surveillance footage of the Sallyport that night?
Yes, it's just mirrored.
Which means what's left is right and what's right is left, correct?
Correct. If the jurors were actually standing where the camera is recording, which it's recording all accurate depiction of activity and events taking place, the back of the vehicle would be on the right and the front of the vehicle would be on the left, but all activity is accurately depicted in the video.
So in point of fact, everything in this video, every bit of it, is reversed, correct?
It's just a mirror image.
So it's not accurate, is it?
It's an accurate depiction of what has taken place.
Sergeant Butnick, if I were to ask you, let me give you a hypothetical. Let's say you were investigating a circumstance in which a suspect was being identified by five witnesses based on a tattoo on that person's left arm. And then you go show that witness, or those series of witnesses, an inverted version of a photograph of that person with the tattoo appearing on his right arm. And those witnesses all say, no, that's not the guy. I remember the guy. The guy had the tat on the left arm. Would you think that that's an accurate depiction of the person with the tattoo?
Objection.
Sustained.
Do you agree with me that an inverted video is not accurate? It's inverted by definition, right?
It's an accurate depiction of the events taking place.
You've reviewed this video in its entirety, you testified, correct?
Yes.
About how long would you say this video is in its runtime, from start to finish?
I did not take note of the length of the video.
All right. I'm going to ask you, Mr. Bates, if you could, with the court's permission, can you just pull the cursor back to the beginning of the time of day for this video? And pause it there. Can you see, this is not an eye exam, can you see the timestamp on the lower left-hand side?
No, I cannot.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, I could do this.
I'd like to see it sidebar.
You are unmuted.
Jurors, sometimes lawyers have what we call stipulations. Rather than prolonging either testimony or calling an additional witness, lawyers agree as to certain facts. So what the lawyers have agreed to here is that this video begins at 5:30 and 23 seconds, 5:30 p.m. and 23 seconds, and it ends at 5:48 and 15 seconds. And the total runtime of the video is 5 minutes and 51 seconds. All right, your questions, Mr. Jackson?
Thank you for that, Your Honor. Sergeant Pukinic, given the fact that the beginning time, the time of day, is 5:30 and 23 seconds in the evening, and the end time of this video stops at 5:48 and 15 seconds, would you agree with me, without doing the math down to the seconds, that's about 17 minutes and 50 seconds or so?
In real time, yes.
In real time. The actual time of this video, the runtime of this video, however, is only 5 minutes and 51 seconds, less than 6 minutes. You'd agree with that?
That is what's captured.
So that means that about 2/3 of the video is missing, correct?
It's not missing, just not recorded.
It's not there.
It was never there.
I'm not saying it was ever there. I'm saying I don't know if it was ever there or not. Neither do you. I'm saying it's not there, correct?
It was never recorded.
Well, you don't know what has been and wasn't recorded, do you?
Objection.
I'll let him answer that.
There you go.
I can only speak to what was turned over and what we received, and based on the evidence that was produced, the video that was produced is what we got.
I understand. So based on that answer, you acknowledge you don't know what may or may not have been recorded without your knowledge.
No.
Right. Did you notice that there were obvious portions of the video that in which individuals just seem to appear or apparate out of nowhere?
It's not a smooth recording of the events. When the motion triggers the recording, the video appears as if a person appeared in the video.
But that's apparition.
But that is due to the triggering of the recording.
Well, you don't know what it's due to because you're not an IT person who actually captured the video, correct?
Objection.
Sustained. Ask that differently.
Sure. You're not the IT person, the technical person who captured this video, correct?
I am not, no.
You don't maintain this video system, do you?
I do not, no.
You don't know the inner workings of how the video system was originally installed or how it operates, correct?
Based on my training and experience, I know that certain systems, due to the restrictions of the storage of the system, they try to save the storage and trigger the recording only by motion or certain time parameters. So in this video footage, I could tell you that the video is triggered by motion to record.
Well, how much storage did this system have?
I do not know.
What was the level of storage at the time that this video was taken? Was it 60%? Was it 99%? What was it?
I do not know.
So you actually don't know, Sergeant, the inner workings of this system, do you?
I do not know all the inner workings of the system.
But you do know that there appears to be portions of this video missing and portions of this video in which people just seem to apparate out of nowhere.
It's not missing. It just was not recording.
Let's move to, I think it's 5:37. A few seconds. Okay, if we get, with the court's permission, can we play about less than a minute?
Yes.
Pause it. You see where the person that was toward the back of the vehicle went in this video?
It appeared they went behind the vehicle.
Which would be which area of the vehicle, the right or the left, in real life, not on this video?
In real life, it would be the right rear portion of the vehicle.
Toward the taillight area?
That quarter panel, correct.
Let's go ahead and play it. Pause it. Did it appear that someone just seemed to appear out of nowhere toward the rear of the vehicle just now?
Due to the triggering of the motion.
I asked you why. I asked you if. Did it appear if someone just appeared out of nowhere in the back of the vehicle?
That's what the footage represents, okay. Yes.
Can we go ahead and play this? Pause it. Did you see that the person walking away from the vehicle that you earlier on Wednesday identified as Trooper Proctor appeared to have a notebook, black portfolio in his hand?
Yes, I did.
And can you see from there, I'm going to ask you this basically knowing the answer, can you see from there the time of day on the lower left side as that person leaves the screen?
No, I cannot.
Would you disagree if I indicated to you that was 5:38 and 7 seconds in the evening?
I would have to see it for myself. I cannot agree with you based on your statement.
Your Honor, may we approach briefly?
Sure.
You are unmuted.
All right. So, Sergeant, we're going to ask you to go take a look at that, okay?
Thank you, Your Honor.
And please don't speak until you're back in the witness stand. Thank you. All right, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. Sergeant, did you have an opportunity to look at the time of day at the point that the video is paused right now?
Yes, I did.
What is that time of day?
5:38:07.
5:38 and 7 seconds, correct?
That's correct.
And remind me, about how far of a drive in time is this location at Canton PD from 34 Fairview?
With no traffic, no adverse weather and road conditions, several minutes, four minutes maybe, 5 minutes, depending which route you take.
Your Honor, I have a flash drive that I'd like to have marked.
Is this a different flash drive than we had on Friday?
It is, and I can explain it sidebar if the court wishes.
All right. Are you just marking it, or do you intend to show it?
I intend to show it with the court's permission.
All right. So we'll mark it for identification, and then I do need to see you. Yes. Thank you.
May we
approach,
please?
Yes.
All right. Front door.
All right. I'm going to take a 2-minute recess.
All rise for the court, please. For the fact session, you may be seated.
Does counsel need to see me, or are we all set?
I think we're all set.
Your Honor.
Okay. Right ahead, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, Your Honor. As a matter of housekeeping, I would ask for the admission of the last item that was marked for identification.
XX. Was it YY? it was back again.
I
okay.
Did the same thing.
All right. So that will now be what, Madam Court Reporter?
542.
Thank you.
And with the court's permission, I'd ask to display that video. It's yours.
Okay.
Bates, if you could move that to a runtime of 1 minute and 17 seconds or thereabouts. And go ahead and pause that. Sergeant, do you recognize what's depicted in what's just been marked as Exhibit 542?
I do.
How do you recognize that?
It's an inversion of the video provided from Canton PD Sally Port.
It's actually, and that inversion corrects the perspective. Would you agree with that?
I would.
Okay. So now we're looking at the, well, we've always been looking at, but it's clear that we're looking at the driver's side of the vehicle, correct?
That's correct.
And it's everything in it's properly oriented, is that right?
It's an accurate depiction of what is taking place.
Meaning right is right and left is left in this video.
The vehicle came from the right into the left. The driver's side is visible and is closest to the camera.
If we could go ahead and thank you, Sergeant. If we could go ahead and play this for just a few seconds, please. Pause it. You saw the person that was toward the back of the vehicle that you earlier on Wednesday identified as Trooper Proctor moving toward the right, I'm sorry, yes, the passenger side taillight area in this video, correct?
I observed the person walking that way.
Let's go ahead and play it. And you see the person toward the taillight area moving out of frame just now, correct?
I did, yes.
And that person had the that black portfolio in his hand.
That's correct.
I'd like to ask Mr. Bates if you wouldn't mind moving the cursor back to the beginning. Before the SUV was actually in the Sally Port. If you pause that. Do you see what's depicted in the video now at runtime, the beginning of the video?
I see the still frame. I'm observing the still frame.
Okay, that fair enough. Can you see from where you are, sir, can you see the Chiron at the bottom of the video in blue indicating the date stamp and the time stamp? Can you see that from where you are?
I see the blue color. I don't know what exactly it is.
Are your eyes good enough to see that that is completely inverted?
They are not.
They're not inverted?
They are not good enough.
That was a good answer to a bad question on my part. With the court's permission, would it be possible for the sergeant to approach the screen and take a look at that timestamp?
Can you do that, Sergeant, please?
Yes, Your Honor.
Were you able to, may I inquire?
Yes.
Were you able to see that timestamp?
Yes, I was.
Sergeant, did that timestamp appear to be inverted?
The blue writing appears to be backwards.
So, in this version of the video, which has been inverted from the version shown by the Commonwealth, the timestamp also was inverted, correct?
What appears on the screen is inverted.
Thank you. I'd like to zoom in on, just with the court's permission, on a portion of the middle of the video.
Okay.
Sergeant, I want to direct your attention to an area of the video right above the hand truck. Do you see that area?
I do.
Do you see that white object just above the snow line?
I see something there. I do not know what it is, if it's an object or it's more snow.
Can you tell if that's a sort of a dirty white rag?
I cannot tell what it is.
Fair enough. Thank you, Mr. Fish. We can take that down. We've seen a corrected version of that Sallyport video from that camera. There's also another camera on the opposite side of the Sallyport, isn't there?
There is.
And that one, for lack of a better phrase, that one came out pretty grainy. Would you agree?
Yes, it's not perfect quality.
The other view would show, given the fact that it's on the opposite side of the wall of this video, that actually would show the right rear portion of the SUV as it was parked in that Sallyport, would it not?
Yes, it would.
Let's take a look with the court's permission. This has already been marked as 446. I believe it was introduced last week. If
okay.
Display that?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's very hard to see, Sergeant, but could you tell me, as the video is paused right here at the beginning of the timestamp, can you see the outline of the antique police car?
I can make that out, yes.
And it appears that there's no vehicle in the foreground this side of that antique police car, correct?
That's correct.
You also can see that this video is, in fact, not inverted. It's the correct orientation, right?
That's correct.
And obviously, it's pretty lacking in quality, but you can make out the fact that there is an outline of a vehicle there, correct?
Correct.
If we could play, can I approach the screen briefly?
Yes.
If we could, with the court's permission, begin playing at this time, about, this is about 5:07 and 10 seconds, that's time of day. We could play for about a little less than a minute.
Okay.
Sergeant, did you see what was depicted on the video that just ran from 5:07 and a few seconds until it was just paused?
I did watch the video.
And how much time would you estimate elapsed as we just watched that video in real time?
15 seconds, maybe.
Okay. And do you see something? You see something in the foreground that just sort of appeared there. Next to that antique police car.
It appears that the SUV has now pulled into the Sallyport and there's an individual standing behind the SUV.
And do you see what the time of day is on that timer?
I do not.
Can you see that it's paused at 5:50 and 46 seconds?
I cannot.
This is the last time I would ask that. Unfortunately, I cannot zoom on this, Your Honor, with the court's permission, but the sergeant make one more trip to the screen to give us the exact time that this is paused.
This is the last time, Sergeant. Would you please?
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you. What was the time? What is the timestamp where the video is paused?
5:50:46.
5:50:46 p.m. Correct.
That's correct.
So it appears that this video, in about 15 seconds, jumps 42 minutes to the 5:50 mark. Correct.
I don't know how much it jumps.
Well, from 5:08 approximately to 5:50 approximately, how much time is that?
Approximately 48.
42 minutes, right?
Excuse me, 42.
Yes. That's okay. And Ms. Reed's vehicle, which shows the right rear taillight portion, just appears, correct, at 5:50.
There's a vehicle that appears. There appears to be an individual standing behind the vehicle. It's not just a taillight that appears.
But, Sergeant, the exact time that would show what Trooper Proctor was doing at the right rear taillight, that is missing.
Objection.
Sustained.
The exact time that would show what the person who you identified on Wednesday as being Trooper Proctor, that video is not there, correct?
Objection.
Sustained.
This video, Sergeant, you will agree, if that 42-minute period existed, that would have been the only video that would establish the actual condition of the taillight the moment the SUV arrived in police custody in that sally port, correct?
Objection.
You can ask that differently.
Is there any other video other than this one that would show the exact condition of that taillight as it pulled in to the driveway, and then to the sally port? Or is this the only one?
From that location?
Correct.
That is the video that captures that time frame.
And that's also the video that captures that area of the car, correct? The right rear portion of the car.
Correct.
And that 42 minutes, from when the car arrived until 5:50 in the evening, that portion is missing, correct?
It's not missing, it's just not recorded.
It's not there, Sergeant Bubnik. I'm not splitting words with you, splitting hairs. It's not there. It's gone, correct?
It's not on the screen now.
It's not anywhere, is it?
I do not know.
That's all I have.
Okay.
Hello? Thank you, Your Honor.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning, sir.
So how this video was played before the jury on Wednesday during your direct testimony, the condition of that video, the view of that video, that's how you received it from the Canton Police Department, correct?
That's correct.
So nothing was done to alter it, change it in any way, shape, or form from when you received it to when it was played before the jury?
Objection.
Sustained. You can't lead, Mr. Lally.
What, if anything, was done to alter or change that video, received it to the time that it was played before the jury?
Objection.
Ask it differently one more time.
As far as the condition when you received it and the condition when it was played for the jury, what was different?
There was no manipulation, alteration of the video between...
I'll allow the answer.
Between when we received it from Canton Police Department, when I played it, and when it was played for you.
Now, as far as the cameras being, the cameras are motion activated, correct?
That's correct.
And as far as the skipping that you observed at various points of the video, was that something that occurred once or more than once?
More than once, repeatedly.
And was it one specific portion of the video? And by that I mean, was it only at the beginning, or only in the middle, or only at the end, or was it sort of throughout?
It's consistently happening when there's lack of motion. The video does not record because it's not triggered to record.
Now, from the video, at least as far as you've seen, the one that you were shown on Wednesday and the one that you were shown today, or the portions that you were shown today, what, if any, difference did you note between the content of what's contained in the video?
The content of the video is accurate depiction of what's taking place. The only difference that I noticed today is that the version played was actually inverted from the original version that I received and which was produced.
Your Honor, with the court's permission, I would ask that the entirety of that 5 minutes and 51 seconds of video be played for the jury.
Okay.
You might have one moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
Pause there, Ms. Gilman. And that area just played before the jury, that is when the vehicle was brought in by the tow truck driver from the flatbed, from the driveway video, into the Sally Ford area, correct?
That's correct.
Sergeant, I'm going to direct your attention to the person that just opened the driver's side door. That's the tow truck driver, is that correct?
That's correct.
Just ask you to take a look at the door, and in particular the snow on the door when he closes that door. Ms. Gilman, if you could. You can pause just for one moment. Now, Sergeant, if I could direct your attention back to the ring video camera. I think it was video 153 from Exhibit 6. And you were shown that video on cross-examination and asked about any movement that you saw on the driver's side rear tire, things of that nature. Do you recall that?
I do.
And do you recall that portion of the video when it's alleged that Ms. Reed's vehicle came close to or made contact with Mr. O'Keefe's vehicle in the driveway? At that point, did you observe any snow coming off of Mr. O'Keefe's car when they came close to each other?
Objection.
I'll allow it.
I don't remember exactly if there was snow coming off the vehicle. There was snow falling, and that was captured by the ring video. I don't recall if any snow came off the vehicle.
More raw courtroom coverage of the trial of Karen Reed is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com, featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. L-E-G-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's. We help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.